With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is Anna calling from Sweden.
This is very precise. 2 o'clock precise.
Hi, and welcome to the Hall of Fame podcast. Today we're going to talk to Nathalie de Pasquier, a French designer and artist based in Milan and a member of the Memphis group in the 80s.
I was born in France. And I have lived in Italy, in Milan, to be precise, since 1979. At the moment, I am in my studio in Milan, surrounded by a lot of pieces of paper, because I am at the moment working on a collection of textiles.
Can you describe more? What's around you? What can you see when you look around?
I have a very nice studio. It's an industrial building in the center of Milan, and I am on the third floor. It is a room which is about 70 square meters, but which has a very high ceiling and three huge windows, so I have a lot of light. And my studio is regularly changing configuration according to what kind of work I am on at the moment. So in this moment, there are some paintings on the walls that I have been working on 2 weeks ago and which are still drying because I paint with oil. And then the ground, the floor is covered with papers because I am designing a collection of textiles which I would like to finish actually for the end of next week.
And can you tell me a little about your background? How did you started with design?
Completely by chance, because when I was young, I absolutely did not want to study anything. So I didn't study. I just started working, doing little jobs here and there. And it is only when I was already 22 and that I have met some people who were designers when I arrived in Milan and that I started being interested in that. And I have started designing textiles. You know, I was also doing drawings. I mean, I was doing little things, little drawings like a lot of young people do. And from those I decided, as I was so keen on not working, I decided I would try to do something to make a bit of money with what I liked doing so I wouldn't have the impression I was working.
Why didn't you want to work?
Because I didn't want anybody to tell me what to do. I like to do what I want. I don't like people to tell me what I have to do.
Have you always been like that? I mean, even as a child?
As a child, I was always doing what they told me to do. So when I was not a child anymore, I decided to change that.
You were a member of the Memphis group or the Memphis collective. Can you tell us about the movement?
I had no precise idea of what I wanted to achieve. In fact, I never have, probably even today. I let myself be carried by the events. I enjoyed being part of the group. It was interesting to work just for ideas and not for clients with requests. I was meeting really interesting people. But I did not really understand anyway what I was pretty young and quite ignorant. So I think I was Yeah, I did not understand until later what I was doing. I was just doing it.
Can you tell us a bit more about the movement? What was
going? It was not a group like some people think that we were working together. Not at all. Everybody was doing by himself at home, or you know, everybody had a profession or was doing things. Myself, I was working from home, designing textiles and selling them as a freelance. Sotsas was a designer for Olivetti. George Souden was also a designer for Olivetti. So was Michele De Lucchi. Some others were famous architects like Hans Olein, Arata Isozaki. You know, there were a lot of very, very different people. No, but we were presenting things together. And I mean, to be honest, it was mostly the decisions of what was going into production was the decision of Sotsas. It was not really a kind of, it was not really, you know, there were big differences between the very famous ones and the smaller ones.
But could you feel that something was going on? I mean, was it really a creative atmosphere, or was it something in
it
the
was
society?
Fantastic. No, it was really interesting. I was also, you know, quite proud to have the opportunity to meet these interesting people. And no, it was really very, very nice. I enjoyed it very much.
What would you say was the main influence of your textile prints?
You know how it is when you are young and you don't know anything. You are influenced by, by a lot of things. When I was 18, I spent a year in West Africa, and you know, working there and going around, traveling and all that. And there, of course, you know, my brain was very fresh, and I got a lot of impressions from what I was seeing. And I am sure this has been very important for my aesthetic formation. Then I was in India. You know, I was doing the things my generation was doing. I was reading comics. I was listening to music. You know, in the museum started to arrive the pop art. You know, all those things have influenced me, of course. All the culture of my time, because I was a young person living in my time.
Today, when you look back at your design in the 80s, what do you think about it?
Well, in fact, when I look back at all that, I realize much more what has been going on, in the sense that it was probably the end of modernism, and we were fully entering the postmodern time. Form did not have to follow function. A telephone could have the shape of a banana. Electronics are very small. And so the decorated surface was the first and easiest way to put communication to an object. At the time, as I said before, all that was very instinctive. Today, I think it was translating exactly that new idea of what design was about. Today, it's quite obvious that design is about communication and not what it was for the modernist before the Memphis.
Recently, you cooperated with American Apparel and the Danish brand Hey, and there's two new books published with your work. Why do you think your work is so appreciated right now?
I am not sure that it is appreciated for the reasons that I have just been talking about. I mean, at the moment, it's fashionable, so it's okay. Apart from that, I think my work is also appreciated because somehow, even though it was the first, it was participating to the end of modernism, and it was also still done in a way. It was before the computer, you know.
And nowadays, you work primarily as an artist. Do you think it's necessary for you to make a distinction between art and design?
When I started painting, I completely abandoned design for, let's say, 25 years. And I really didn't want to mix it. I mean, I thought, you know, I started completely from a fresh ground as a painter. And then little by little, you know, a person is one thing. And so little by little, probably my taste for objects, my taste for constructing objects and things, which I started doing as models for my paintings, they also, I decided also to look at them as objects and not only as models for my paintings. And so somehow this has taken me back to a little bit to design, at least to the design that is happening today, which has nothing to do with industrial production, but which is a kind of, yeah, which is communication. So in that sense, I think this has changed a lot since in the last 30 years, I guess, yeah. I mean, now it doesn't really matter, the difference. I don't like meetings, I don't like all this kind of, I don't like driving a car, I don't like... You know, I like to be alone in my studio and do my work.
I understand. Do you listen to music?
Yeah, that depends. Some periods I do, some periods I don't. I also like the silence.
You've listened to Hall of Fame podcast, interviewed by me, Anna Åkerlund, and music by Anja Bigrell. For other podcasts, check out Hall of Fame's website.